125 points, verticalement en 8A, et vous ferez attention à la place du joker, vous allez jouer.
Hundreds of players, sitting in rows at long tables, listen intently as letters are called. One even brought a small lion doll as a lucky charm. These players are competing in the elite round of the Francophone World Scrabble Championships. They come from more than 20 French-speaking countries across 5 continents. But the home team from Senegal is the one to beat. Scrabble is a classic board game in which players compete by forming words from letter tiles. At last year's World Championship, Senegal won 3 out of the 4 top prizes. This year, the Senegalese team is already off to a good start. 15-year-old Mamadou Yok has already clinched the juniors title for the Blitz category, where players only have 1 minute to find their word.
La première partie, j'ai mal passé. J'ai pris des zéros. Et je me suis dit que c'est pas fini.
He says he started slow, but was able to catch up in the later rounds. Senegal, a small, impoverished country in West Africa, has won few world championships in other sports. That may be why the government has given so much support to Scrabble. But a French official for the International Scrabble Federation, Hervé Bobet, says that support may also be the reason Senegal is so good.
Je pense que le Sénégal est un des rares pays qui reconnaît notre jeu.
He says Senegal is one of the rare countries that really values Scrabble. He says the players are able to hone their skills at organized national tournaments and train with the government-sponsored Scrabble Federation.
Il y a de très 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 bons joueurs, mais qui sont un peu isolés, qui n'ont pas de structure, qui n'ont pas une fédération.
He says there are excellent players in other African countries, for instance, who never make it to international tournaments. That is why another West African team from Benin says they are glad the tournament is in Africa this year. To save money, they traveled 5 days by bus to get here. To welcome them and the other teams, popular Senegalese musician Pape Diouf performed a special Scrabble song. The lyrics, in French and a local language, welcome them to the country of Teranga, a term that means good hospitality. This is the second time the Francophone World Championships are being held in Dakar. Morocco is the only other African nation to have hosted the tournament. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.